Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we have a classic film noir for you. It's the crime drama The Naked City. It's about the investigation of a murder against the backdrop of a post-war New York City that is, in many cases, long since gone. The movie was a tribute to the city by producer Mark Hellinger, who also produced the notorious Jack Benny comedy The Horn Blows at Midnight, which we showed earlier this year. Hellinger got his start in the city as a newspaper columnist, among other jobs, before moving into the entertainment business. He was determined to make this movie authentic, down to pushing for the unusual step, at the time, of extensive location shooting in New York City. He also acts as the movie's narrator, even reading the opening credits. In order to show the city as it was, director Jules Dassin and director of photography William H. Daniels would use hidden cameras and well-timed distractions to keep people occupied and not noticing the scenes being shot. The cast includes Barry Fitzgerald, whom we saw in The Quiet Man last St. Patrick's Day, and future director Don Taylor, who co-starred in Father's Little Dividend, another previous classic presentation, as the lead detectives in the case. Film buffs will also notice several familiar character actors among the cast, including Kathleen Freeman, James Gregory, John Randolph, Paul Ford, Bruce Gordon, and Nehemiah Persoff. One unfortunate common element is that Randolph, along with co-star Howard Duff, director Dassin, and screenplay co-author Albert Maltz, were all blacklisted due to their political views, with Maltz actually going to prison as one of the Hollywood Ten. The movie received good reviews and did well at the box office. It was nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Story, and won for Best Cinematography and Best Film Editing. It inspired a TV series, which originally ran from 1958 to 59, then was retooled and brought back for a 1960 to 63 run. In 2007, it was added to the National Film Registry. Unfortunately, Mark Hellinger wasn't around for any of this. Shortly after seeing a preview cut of the movie, he died of a heart attack in 1947 at age 44. Turning to more recent movies, our in-house DVD screenings are being held on Monday and Wednesday afternoons, usually. For the next few weeks, Ms. Danielle will be showing some recent movies that you may have missed earlier this year. Admission is free, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. The schedule is available at the reference desk and on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. That's where you'll also find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, with links to the movies and the intros. Well, the usable takes of the intros, actually. You can pass along comments or suggestions by calling 908-754-7885, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or posting them on our Facebook page. And we'd still like to hear about which movies were your favorites. Well, thanks again for stopping by and for your support of the library and this program. And now from Universal in 1948, here's The Naked City. Hope you like it.